Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
And thank you for that introduction, Mr. Lynn Rollins, LSU broadcaster of LSU Sports. Well, the show, I knew this show was coming one day, and it's finally here. And this show will be different than any of the others you may have heard over the last 37 years that we've done it. We're not going to talk about fishing and hunting reports, not weather reports, no bad boys of the outdoors. Everybody's a good guy today. And we're going to reminisce about those past 37 years. I'm going to be doing a lot of thank yous to our field reporters, to our stations who carried the show for all these years, the sponsors who were very loyal. And, of course, the most important aspect of this show is you, the listeners. And I really appreciate it. I'll be thanking some of those who have been regular listeners for a long time. And I want to thank everyone, the hundreds and hundreds of people who have been sending out well wishes and thank yous and congratulations on my impending retirement. So we're going to take your text, we'll get some calls, we'll talk about some past shows, some favorite episodes, and you'll also hear from some guests. I want to say a quick thank you to our stations, our flagship station right now, WWL 870 AM, FM 105.3, WNXX 104.5 FM in Baton Rouge, along with WDGL 98.1 FM HD2, KNXX 104.9 in Donaldsonville, KPEL 96.5 FM in Lafayette, a longtime carrier of this program, and our Alabama affiliate in Mobile, WAVH Talk 106.5 FM. Also, got to thank some of the people who made this show go from behind the scenes, going way back. A guy by the name of Rob King when I was flagshipping from Baton Rouge, followed by Daryl Travis, Bernie Lara, familiar name for a lot of you sports listeners, Bob Frost, who also engineered the show, Jeff Chapuis, Al Kazanave, Doug Christian, who did it for a long time, Ron Richardson, Cullen Steele, and this morning we have the man called Coleman, Chris Coleman. And Chris, thanks for the work you've done. I know you do other shows, engineering, and for you to get up on a Saturday morning at this time has probably been a bit of a chore for you, and I want to thank you for doing such a great job with it.
I appreciate that. I will have to say I have fun, and I just have the feeling, Don, that this will be one of those shows that people will remember in 100 years.
Yeah, Coleman and I have a thing going when, as a mistake, I've always said 100 years from now, nobody remember. Well, I don't know if they'll remember it 100 years from now, but we're going to try to make them have some fun. And again, Coleman, thanks for the great job you do. Appreciate it. Also want to send out some thanks to some of our regular listeners. A guy who has passed on, but boy, he was a regular on the show, Justin in the Gentilly Wildlife Refuge. Justin lived in about as urban area you can get in the city of New Orleans, but he always took note of the wildlife that he would observe, the squirrels and the different kind of birds, and he participated in the show. Also, thank you to these other loyal listeners, the Mad Trucker, the Backstrap Stacker, the Lafayette Yacker, River Rat, Bayou Liberty Mike, Irish Coonass, David at Hubble's Hearth, Smokey the Crab Master, Son of Wego Rat, Dixie George, the Ying Ling and Boys, Delacroix Red, the Old Snake Doctor, the Frog Lawyer, he's already checking in this morning, Hollywood, the Worm, the Sea Trout Smasher, Jason the Barber, Pinball. These are all people whose handles have listened over the years. The Old Colonel, the Big Man Basson, Algiers Angler, Jim Bob, Big Lou and the Slough, Mr. T, and the Rooster. What a staff, huh? what a lineup of folks that listen to this program, and I'm glad to have them, and thank you all, because that's really what makes this show. Without the sponsors, there would be no without the listeners, there'd be no sponsors, and without the sponsors, there would have been no show. It's been a lot of fun. We've been through some very tough times. We've been through some difficult times, but most of all, some very fun times. And we're going to say goodbyes to our regular field staff of reporters who have faithfully given you the information you need when you're heading out to the fishing spots and the hunting places. Also, some people that have helped me along the way on my career in both radio and television. This is the last show, in case you have not heard, but Bayou Wild TV will continue, and I'm going to be talking to the guy who's taking over the reins. Chris LeCocq will be joining us a little bit later, and he'll tell you more about some plans, big plans for the future of Bayou Wild Television. All right, we're going to be right back after this, and we're going to talk to Robbie Campo and Glenn Sanchez. They're down there in St. Bernard Parish, a couple guys who gave us very good accurate reports for a lot of years. We'll be right back. It's the final show of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, let's talk to Robbie Campo, and let's do a little bit of a sign-off here. Robbie, thank you so much for the years of providing very vital information down there in the St. Bernard Parish. You and your buddy Glenn Sanchez, between you guys, I don't know, 20, 25 years of doing it, and, you know, all good things must come to an end, but, you know, people are certainly welcome to get in touch with you and give you a call, because you always have the best info for them and the best shrimp down there, too, by the way.
Don, I just want to tell you congratulations, man. This is well-deserved. You know, actually, this week makes my eighth year being on this show with you, doing this show. And it's just been a pleasure to – and I want to thank you again and everybody, the staff here from Campos Marina, you know, for having us with you for these 8 years. It's just been a good ride and if anybody deserves to retire, Don, it's you. You know, man, Saturday morning drives won't be the same. But you know what, man? Look, you're right. Every good thing must come to an end, and it always does. And no better way to do it. And you know, in the month of February, when there's something going on.
Absolutely. Now that I'm going to have more time, I can jump in the truck with you and make some of those turkey hunts together, man. I'd like to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I would love that. That would be phenomenal, because we could do it. And, again, just thank you for all your services and, you know, this great state that we live in. You know, we all try to make these outdoors better, and we just love it, and we love everything about it, And again, Don, thank you so much. And I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Glenn, and he wants to say a few words before we get off of here.
All right, let's get Glenn Sanchez, previous owner of the Breton Sound Marina, and he took the job of giving us the reports from that area before Robbie had it, and also fished with Glenn and his son Jonathan on WWL's Fish and Game Report, WGNO Sports, and had a lot of fun with these guys. Glenn, you did a great job, and I'm going to join you in retirement now. You beat me, but I'm catching up to you.
Congratulations, Don. It's the most wonderful thing ever. The first couple of years, you're going to have a lot to do. But once you get it down pat, I finally figured out the definition of retirement. It's having nothing to do all day long, and it takes you all day to do it.
I love that. I'm writing that down. I'm going to try to live by that. Yeah, you got a lot of experience with it. So if I ever get any, if I need some advice on how to handle retirement, I'm going to give you a call, Glenn.
Well, I just want to let you know you've done a fantastic job. Job well done. And everybody is so proud of you. And, you know, we're going to all miss you. I know that. We're going to miss you.
Well, thanks to you guys, I think we've helped a lot of people. Hopefully, I've helped businesses build their businesses through our sponsorships on the show. And now it's time to move on to other things. But I'm not going to forget you guys. I'll be down there a little bit more often, probably.
Well, that's awesome, and you'll enjoy your grandkids so much more because you're going to have time to spend with them, and it's the most wonderful thing ever.
Got it. Glenn, thanks again, my friend. Appreciate it, and I hope to see you soon.
Sure enough, and everybody stay safe one more time. Huh?
That's your favorite line, and I love that you say that. Reminder, be safe in the outdoors.
Yes,
all right, go ahead. All right, from there, let's go to Cheryl Blanchard. How long is it I've talked to you, our former call screener, Cheryl Blanchard, who worked with me for years, got up early on Saturday mornings. Hey, Cheryl.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and tell you congratulations. You definitely well deserved.
Well, thanks, Cheryl, and thank you for the hard work and the sacrifices you made to come in there early and work with me on Saturday mornings. You did a great job of lining people up and making sure the show went kind of smooth, and was really glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Look, and with those Don Dubuque donuts that you used to get us, and then, I always told people, I was like, you know, for being a hunter, you just never know what he was going to bring in the morning. I believe it was, Nutria Jerky? I know we had some beer, and I was just like, whatever this is, it's delicious. But
the engineer when you were doing the call screening?
Al Cazenay.
Oh, do you remember when I brought in the big bag of jerky that Pete Javenko had given me, and we were sampling it, and we wanted some feedback, and Al ate so much of it, and then he got thirsty because it was spicy, and when he went and drank all the water during the break, his stomach swole up. The jerky inflated,
exactly.
And he was in pain.
And then he would slap his belly.
Yeah, boy, that's some great memories, some great times, Cheryl. Thank you again.
Your show is so good, but people could see behind the scenes. It would have been a little notch up with that.
Absolutely. That's why it was better on radio for that, not television.
Right, exactly. And it wasn't a great sight. I don't even think I brushed my hair sometimes when I came in.
Always beautiful
to
me.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. And I will miss that little Louisiana Saturday Night song, too. That comes on. But,
I know.
Thank you so much, and congratulations.
Thanks again, Cheryl. Great to hear from you. All right, from there, let's take a quick time out. We come back. I got Captain Ahab. Remember old Captain Ahab? Yeah, he's still over there in Delacroix pulling in fish. We're going to catch up with him. And also, going to talk to the guy who gave me the name Don the Outdoors Guy. I'm going to get him to tell the story. We're reminiscing here, 37 years and now finally signing off on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. All right, it is our final show ending this 37-year run of the network show, the outdoor show. I started radio actually about 40 years ago and did a lot of writing for magazine, newspaper, TV on several stations. Started off at WGNO, and hopefully I'll hear from the guy that got me started in that. But right now I want to go to Captain Ahab, and a guy that we did the Thursday Fish and Game Reports, and I became a good friend of mine, and he's kind of like the Prince of Delacroix down there, Captain Ahab. Ron, how you doing this morning?
Brother, I am doing good, and I know tomorrow you're going to be doing better than you are today.
You sound awful good, man. You sound like you got younger since the last time I talked to you.
Well, that's what you get when you marry a younger woman.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I got one of those around, too, so maybe it'll rub off, you know? A good deal. You still in business?
Well, I told my wife last year that I was thinking about retiring, and she said, how does a man retire from fishing? Most guys retire and go fishing. I said, well, I can still go fishing. I just won't have the stress.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I'm going to be doing a lot of the same thing, but I'm not going to be getting paid for it, you know, and most people pay to do it, so I'm going to be joining those ranks, I guess.
Let me tell you, that's a shocker. I can tell you now because I've been retired almost a year now, and I just met with my tax lady yesterday, and I said, well, I got expenses, but I don't have income.
Yeah, well, that can be a good thing as far as paying less taxes. Well, Ahab, you know, I got a lot of memories of you and I doing some great fishing trips, man, catching some of them big reds in the marsh and hammering the speckled trout down there in Delacroix. We put together some really good trips, and unfortunately, the fishing is just not what it used to be, but, I mean, still, it's the experience, the fun of going, and maybe we won't catch as much and fill the ice chest up, but it's still a lot of fun.
Well, I still want you to come get on my boat. I sold my big boat to Captain Don Maley over at Hopedale. He's an old friend of mine and breaking into the business. And I wasn't going to get another boat. I said, well, you know, that's it for me. I'll get some of these young guys to take me. And then I realized then I have to rely on them asking. So I jumped out, bought me a little 22-foot Blazer Bay. So I've got us a boat. But whenever you get settled in and get in a routine, give me a call. And we will go win a hook.
Let's do it, Captain Mayhap. Great talking to you, and thanks so much. And you might be another consultant for retirement. I'll have to check in with you from time to time.
I wish you well, and I hope your retirement's as long or longer than your work life.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Ahab. Appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Take care.
There he goes, the man they called, and we called, Captain Ahab, Ron Broadus. All right, now, here's a guy that you heard me say, Don the Outdoors Guy. That's my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. There's a story on how I got that name, and I'm going to bring in the guy that helped me get that. His name is Uncle Larry. Hey, Larry, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I don't know, Don. I learned what mixed emotions mean this morning, because I'm sad that this is your last show, but I'm so happy you're going to get to retire.
Well, Larry, you gave me the name, the Outdoors Guy. Tell people how that happened.
Well, I was in a control room watching a board while an actual board man went in the kitchen to warm up his breakfast. When he comes back, he's chanting, Don DeBute, Don DeBute. I said, what are you talking about? He said, Don DeBute, the Outdoors Guy, is coming on. I said, man, who knows more about outdoors than me? He said, shut up and listen, and I did. And I started listening regularly after that. Then I became a loyal listener. Then I had an opportunity to meet you. That's back when you writing letters back then. You used to call that snail mail, if I recall correctly. And I said, I'm going to meet you when you do that remote broadcast from Bobby Lynn's. And my fishing buddy, Steve LeBlanc from Fort Vincent, he's going fishing with me in Grand Isle, and he called me, said I overslept. I said, oh, man, of all days. So it was late, the show was over, but when we got to Bobby Lynn, you were still there, and I got to meet you for the first time.
Yep, and we had a lot of fun down at your little camp there in Grand Isle, going out and catching them big bull reds and doing the fishing rodeos, and then you got to be a famous chef. You know, you're doing great with the Uncle Larry's products, and I know Bayou Wild TV is looking forward to you stepping up and doing some of your, sharing some of your recipes on TV for the viewers.
Looking forward to that, Don. But before you close out with me, I do have a little couple lyrics I wrote for your last day. And if you let me, I'll sing that to you.
I can't wait. Do it, Larry.
I can't remember if I cried when I heard the outdoors guy retired. Something touched me deep inside the day Don said goodbye. So bye-bye, all you fishing guys. Your weekly reports are going by the wayside. You need to find a new outdoors guy, but Don will be hard to replace. That's it.
I love it. I don't think it'll make the top 10 nationwide, but it's great. And thanks for putting the effort in and doing that. It said a lot, and I'm glad that first line said retired instead of died, like the music.
No. Well, Don, I love you, man, and look, have a great retirement.
Well, I'm going to come over there and see you, and we'll do some cooking together, my friend.
Let's do it. All right, Don.
There he goes, Uncle Larry Roussel. Try his products, Uncle Larry's Food and Spices. He's got the stew and a few and the gumbo, and boy, what a great character he is. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to take some more of your calls and reminisce over the last 37 years. This is the final show for the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're reminiscing as we're closing out the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. This is the final show. We've been on the air for 37 years, and thanks to a lot of you, the listeners, who are the basis for this program, the large audience that it accumulated over that time, kept our sponsors happy, which kept the show going. And I want to thank some more of our regular listeners, Peepaw Patrick, the Ursinator, Wingbone, the Baldwin County Teacher, Alton in Kentwood, the East Texas Aggie, Cousin Carl at Whiskey Ridge, Team Bada Boom, the Aussie Angler, G-Dub Elder, G-Dub Younger, Tequila Turkey Slayer, Bull Red Brent, T-Jim, Tardy Mark, and Papa Rat. Oh, don't forget 9-year-old Riley, the granddaughter of the Worm, who started listening to the show. I think she just started last week. Also, we have Legend, the Match Director, Bedico Tommy, the Gar Whisperer, KVD, not the KVD, Dollar Bill Dave, Double Down Dustin, Hillbilly Tex, Robbie from Poydras, JD, Bo Louie, Big Easy, Louisiana River Chuck, Patty, Uncle David, the Point Lahash Whistler. The list goes on and on. And we come back from this quick 10-second station identification pause, and we're going to check in with a former field reporter, freshwater guy, Jeff Brule. We also got another field reporter, Captain Kirk's on with us. We'll be back to chat with them as we close out the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. We pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's say good morning to Jeff Brule, a former freshwater fishing field reporter and from time to time a consultant and a good friend. Jeff, thanks for checking in with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me, Don. It's been a lot of years, but I always enjoy doing the radio report, getting fishing reports for everybody to listen to, and you know, hopefully get everybody on the water to catch a few more fish with all the info we give them.
Well, Jeff, the only thing I enjoyed more than talking to you about freshwater fishing was getting in the boat with you and going and catch them, especially those white perch.
Oh, yeah. I think everything's coming back. I think if we don't get a hurricane this year, Venice, and I know the tickpaw is starting to come back with the white perch, and Chipunk is always tough, but it's still got a lot of fish, and hope we can get a little bit more fish on the pearl. But overall, it looks good, and I'm probably not going to have anybody to tell us where to go.
Well, there'll be somebody always to do that. Jeff, are you in the retirement or semi-retirement, Ned?
I'm retired, so I guess the age catches up with you, and the boats, beatings, and all the old football I used to play, they all taking a toll on me. But I still get out there and still fish as much as I can, and I still love it.
Yeah, still fun. Well, Jeff, thanks for checking in with us, and thanks for the years of reporting you did and the trips that we put together, and look forward to doing some more with you, my friend.
Well, all the help you gave me in the years, from the outdoor writer stuff to just being on the radio, all that helped my fishing career, and you were kind enough to do that. And I enjoyed all the trips too, from the wood duck hunting to the white perch to bass and whatever we can stumble into, we did it.
It was always fun. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, Don.
There he goes, Jeff Brew, our former field reporter for the freshwater side. Let's talk to Captain Kirk, the one that's out there in West Louisiana and updates us on what's happening around the Lake Charles area. And Captain Kirk, man, it's been a long run. You and I have done some good trips together, hunted some ducks, caught some fish, and told a bunch of stories on the radio, huh?
And really, they were the truth.
Well, I know mine were. I wasn't so sure about yours.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one thing I found in this business a long time ago. I mean, your integrity is everything, and you're better off saying it like it is. You know, a lot of the guides over the years have got a bad rap, you know, the bad way. But anyway, we appreciate you and what you've done over the years. Don, you know, you and I first met years ago with Captain Shaughnessy in a goose field.
Right.
That was a long, that had to be close to 40 years ago.
Easy. Yeah, and it's been a lot of fun. And Kirk, you know, you brought up a good point about all these guys that have been my field reporters in selecting people to participate. What you talked about was a very important thing. Honesty. If it was bad and it wasn't happening, tell the people. But there were people who would, you know, because unfortunately they're driven by money and they give people false hopes and they tell them to come and go and promise them, overpromise and underproduce. And that's something we really were concerned about here on this show. So when it was bad, we told you it was bad. When it was good, we told you it was good.
That's the only way to do it, Don. It really is. And, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You've done a great job with this show over the years. You know, you're going to be missed.
Well, let me tell you something. You guys over at Hackberry Rod and Gun have done a phenomenal job of bringing people into the outdoors and letting them enjoy it. People who otherwise wouldn't get the opportunity to do that. Y'all have followed in Terry's footsteps, and you and your brothers, Bobby and those guys, have built a great business, and you know, I think you guys are going to be around for a long time. But let me know if you're going to plan to retire. By then, I'll have some tips for you on how to handle it.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. You know, I'm it's not far away. I'm 67 now. I still love what I do, and you know, when you're having fun doing your job, why quit?
Hey, you're preaching to the choir, as they say here. Thanks again, Kirk. Hope to see you soon, my friend.
Same here. Stay in touch.
All righty. Captain Kirk Stansel out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, see if I can get Josh on. Also want to talk to some former cameramen of mine and also Daryl Carpenter, a longtime field reporter and someone who has been listening to this show for a long time and actually done a little bit of behind-the-scenes work and got to see some of that stuff that goes on that you can't see on radio. We'll be back to do all of that. It's our 37-year sign-off show for the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, thanking some more of the regular listeners with handles Bayou Pete. Say good morning and thanks to Uncle Mud Tire, Rabbit and Lacombe, Dixie George, Dr. Dan, Captain Ross, Muddy, the Bubblegum Kid, Little Rock, Old Man Sam, L.A. Freebird, Popcorn, Raccoon Feet, who we're going to hear from, Joey in Pearl River, Double D, Z-Man, and the Legend, and also we have the Skittles Bandit. Thanks to all of you for being loyal listeners. You know, when I got started in television, it was very difficult at that time to convince program directors that there was enough interest in outdoors to actually take the time to film it, edit it, and put it on the air. Well, I started with WGNO Television in New Orleans, and it took a little bit of a sales job, and a guy that helped me do that was a cameraman who kind of had a self-interest because he wanted to shoot outdoor stuff, and he convinced the program director, let's get this guy, and I'll take him under his wing, and I'll teach him TV because I had never done it before. His name is Scott Bell, who has gone on to bigger and much better things and joins us now. And Scott, I'm eternally grateful to you for telling the producer, David, that look, I'm going to take care of this guy. He's got some good stuff, and you taught me how to edit, how to write, and it was just such a pleasure working with you over the years.
Hey, look, this is your day. That was so much fun for me back there because we both learned together, Don. You learned early, and I was right there with you that this was way more about meeting people and characters than it was just catching fish. And that was the key to it, right? I mean, people loved what you did. And it was, dude, I'm so excited for you. This is such a fun day.
Well, it was storytelling. And you were good at it, and you helped me, and you were certainly great. You had the one of the best eyes for grabbing the shots. We'd come back from things, and I'd look at the video you shot, and it would just drop my jaw and amaze me on how great and how painstaking it took you to do that. And, again, I'm really grateful for what you did. It helped launch my TV career, and glad you went on to better things. And you're in that retirement class now, too, aren't you?
I am. Same day you picked, a year later.
February 7th, but you were 1 year earlier.
Yeah. Hey,
I feel like I'm about left behind,
Hey, let me ask you something. What is your favorite package or story we did? Well, let me put it like this. Favorite moment we ever had?
Oh, gee, it was so many. It's hard to – you know, one of the things we did that I think it – maybe it wasn't the moment, but the package – was the night before deer hunting.
Oh, interesting, yeah.
And we run that every Christmas. We run that every and it's so popular. Yeah. People love it, and I enjoy doing it.
That's cool. Do you remember the moment you and Michael and I, on a first trip to Alaska, we opted to do a trip that not everybody wanted. It was like, because it was catch and release, and a lot of people wanted to bring home a lot of meat. And we took a float trip through the canyons at the Upper Kenai River. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. So many things in Alaska.
By far, that memory coming around that one turn when the cottonwood trees were blooming and floating everywhere, looked like snow, just captured. That was when I learned you got to take your eye out the camera every now and then and just live it. You know, it was really cool.
Yeah, and God, you know, I ended up going there 17 times and God, we got so much beautiful footage. What a gorgeous place, and what a great time.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, thanks again for what you did for me. I just wanted to publicly thank you for doing that. I'm sure you know, and boy, what memories we have, huh? We have to get back and look at some of that stuff.
Oh, man. All good. I still got the Masters tucked away in my closet. So.
There's some that I've had requests for them. I have to get your list and get them because I've got is on VHS. Very good.
Awesome.
Thanks, right, Scott. And stay in touch.
Man.
Thank you very much. All right, from one cameraman, let's go to another. Brian Lucas, who was shot with me at WWL, another guy who often made me look good and gave me some great ideas on how to edit and how to present different features. Brian, thanks for being with me this morning, and thank you for all the hard work you did and bringing me along and showing me some of the tricks that you guys know.
Don, I can guarantee you it is solely my pleasure to be on your show. I really have to tell people what you did for me and for the people of the city, the citizens of Louisiana, to educate us on the wetlands. I mean, to learn about the wetlands from data, computer simulations is one thing, but to learn from the people out in the field, the farmers, the sea, it was just a fascinating experience, and I really enjoyed that. And I hope we educated a lot of people.
You know, it was tough, Brian, because, you know, we were on deadline, and unlike any other feature that I've ever seen, how many people used to go fishing in the morning and you watch it on the 6 o'clock news? That was unheard of to get reports like that. Everything was tape delayed, and we did it no matter what, hell or high water, freezing cold, bad conditions, and we made it work. And boy, we met and fished with some interesting characters, didn't we?
Well, you know, on that setup thing about shooting our story, that sometimes just was a minute, 30 seconds. You had to set it up the day before. We had to leave early in the morning, sometimes in bad weather. We were miles away. Then we had to rush back to the station to edit. Then you had to go ahead and log the video clips. And then you had to negotiate with the producers to actually get a few extra seconds.
I had to fight for seconds. Yeah, literally.
Well, I didn't want to say fight. I would say negotiate. And I always thought that was a more pleasant term.
Well, beg might have been a more appropriate term sometimes. And then often they gave it to us when we had something that was kind of special, and we did. And you're another guy with that eye for the camera, and you're another guy that's retired, so I'm catching up with you guys. I guess I went longer than most people, but I was enjoying it so much. All right, thanks. That was Brian Lucas of WWL Photographer, WWL TV. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to another longtime field reporter, and it's Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com, and we'll try to get to your calls if we can. If you're on hold, please stay there. We'll try to work you in at 504-260-1870. That's also our text line, and I have got hundreds of texts coming in. Thank everyone so much for your comments. We're back right after this. All right, we're wrapping up 37 years of the Outdoor Show and thanking our listeners, our audience members like the Mississippi River Chicken, Hound Dog, Creole Leo, the Gadget Guy, the Rising Outlaw, Redneck James, Steel Man, North Shore Rocker, Neckbone, and the Stump Jumper. And still got more to come. These are all longtime listeners. We got Brian Lucas, our photographer from WWL, back on. Hey, Brian, sorry we lost you there for a moment.
That's okay, Don. That's okay. I just wanted to reiterate the value you had to telling people about a wetlands, because one time I did a story, and I'll never forget this. You were talking about the wetlands, and you said, it's our culture. It's our very being. It's really our existence. And I just think that rang in the back of my mind for years and years and years. And I also just wanted to do one thing. Remember the pelicans we had to sneak into our shots all the time?
Yes. They were great cutaways, weren't they?
I know. And one more thing, Don, with your retirement, I just wanted to thank you. I know you're a veteran. And I just wanted to thank you and others for their service, especially you on your retirement. And you will be missed by a lot of people because you were an educator besides a fisher person.
Thank you, Brian. Really appreciate that. And, boy, being that military, I'm finding more and more things give military discounts and special parking places and even special hunting days. How about that, huh? All right, Brian Lucas, thank you so much. Let's go to Darryl Carpenter. You normally hear him at this time. And, Darryl, man, everybody around us is retiring. I'm joining them. How far away are you?
Dude, look, Don, when you called me a couple of weeks ago to tell me that you almost sounded apologetic on the phone, and I was like, man, you have done so much for this industry over the years, so much for everybody involved in it. Took a chance on me when you knew very little about me. Hold your head up high, man, and I'm just – I'm so happy for you that you're retiring, that you get to, you know, enjoy life for a little while, you know, and no pressure's on you. The only thing I ask is when you walk through that retirement door, don't close it, because before your footsteps are gone, I'm coming through it right behind you.
Well, I'll be waiting for you, Darryl, and thanks for all the years. How many years you've been doing these reports now? Is it 20 or more?
Man. You know, Don, I've been in it for 22 years, and I just started in this whenever you called me and needed somebody on the Middle Coast, so I'm guessing somewhere around 20 years.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have wrote the date down. You know, so many memorable times back when we did the Every 6 Weeks TV show and so forth. It's been a remarkable run, Don, and, you know, I think I made a comment after Katrina that said, you know, we didn't know what we were going back to, and that if this was it, it's been a good run. Well, man, this has been a great run, and it's at your hands. I mean, this was your show, your gig. You held it with integrity. Kirk said just like what I was gonna say is yours were different because you had reporters that had a lot of integrity and would tell you if you don't come, if you don't want to come, don't come right now because it's not good. The honesty in the reports, your show was like no other.
Well, Darryl, I made a great choice with you, and it's been a good run, a fun one. We had good times doing the TV shows and certainly every Saturday morning, and I know people are going to miss your reports. And thanks for checking with us and doing that job for us for so long.
Oh, man, it was an honor to do it, Don. And like I said, I'm not going to be far behind you, so make sure you don't lock that door because I'm going to need it open.
All right, we'll be looking for you to come in. All right, thanks. That's Darryl Carpenter, one of our field reporters from Grand Isle. Let's bring in a lady by the name of Janice. And a lot of people don't know Janice, but a lot of times she's been active and helped me with this show behind the scenes. She's a fishing buddy, a hunting buddy, and a very special person to me. Janice, thanks for joining us on this last show.
Well, good morning, Sunshine. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, things are popping around here. Let me tell you. I'll be looking forward to hooking up with you, and we'll go down to the Boucherie a little bit later on and then head for Alabama. And looks like so you're retired. I'll be retired. We got lots of time to get out and do some more fishing and hunting together.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that and looking forward to some travel and taking you to some places I've been that you've never been and had on your bucket list. And I'm just so happy that you're retiring and you're going to totally enjoy retirement life.
What's it been like looking behind the scenes? You've witnessed a lot of radio stuff going on, but that the audience has not seen.
Well, it certainly keeps you busy. You do a lot of preparation, but it's been a lot of fun, and you have a lot of great friends and great captains that I've been able to meet, and just fantastic people. Just thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think it's well-deserved that your retirement coming up and time off to fish at your leisure.
I'm going to be like you. I'm not going to know what day of the week it is. That's what happened to you when you retired.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you later, and thanks for getting up early with us every Saturday. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy my Saturday mornings now, being able to sleep in.
All righty. Thank you. That's Janice Lamont, friend of mine. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to a whole lot more. The guy that created the song, the theme song for this, will be joining us, Reed Allaman. Also going to talk to Chef John Foltz, our paddling crew, Chris LeCocq taking the reins on Bayou Wild TV, Ryan Lambert, Colonel Stephen Clark, and some very special ladies you'll hear from at the end of the show. Back with hour number two right after this. You know, it's been the outdoor show for a number of years. We've been on for 37 years. This is our final show. We're signing off. We're taking texts and calls about past shows, favorite episodes, guests, thanking my field reporters, our affiliate and flagship station, and many of our listeners like Roman, LT, Lafitte, Pinecone, Joe, Oz, Silver Hill Guy, of course, the Tomato Lady, the Old Dog, Redneck Sam, One Shock Mark, the Mobile Bay Beast, and of course, the Frog Lawyer, and Jay Bull, and Big Burr. And that song you heard was a creation of this man, a friend of mine, Reed Allaman, who wrote and produced the Don Dubuque theme song, and he also produced a song, the only song I've ever written. It's a parody on the song Kokomo called Coco Dree, and Reed joins us now. I got to visit with Reed earlier this week, and Reed, it was great seeing you, and thanks so much for producing that song that has brought this show into its second hour for a number of years now.
Yeah, good morning, Don. I'm glad. It was nice talking to you the other day as well. And I was trying to think, and I wanted to ask you, I wonder how long Don's been playing that song, because it's been a lot of years.
Well, whenever you produced it on that CD, that's when we picked it up and started playing.
I'm going to have to go back and look.
It's been many, many years, and people enjoy hearing it, and you are a very talented musician. And you moved off, though, to Colorado, but you bounced back and forth. Are you still in Louisiana, or are you back home yet?
I'm back in Colorado. I got back yesterday, but I bounce back and forth a lot, you know.
Yeah, I had some really good fishing trips, too, huh? Some speckled trout,
oh,
I remember,
man.
We caught down there with Deadly Dudley, man. We had some good trips.
You took me on some great fishing trips, man, with Deadly Dudley, and I know maybe Captain Jack down in Delacroix, and I know we went to Coco Dree and
yeah,
a number of other places, but yeah, those were some good times, man. Good trips.
And you also wrote the Deadly Dudley song, which I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if it's still around here. I'm going to get maybe a Coleman can look it up. Was it titled Deadly Dudley theme song, or what was the actual name of?
I think it's just called Deadly Dudley.
Deadly Dudley, huh? Yeah, it was
yeah,
the one. You wrote it about him and his bass. Was he the most incredible fisherman you ever fished with? He was the most incredible guy I ever fished with. He just had that sense, you know?
He sure did, man. He had the right touch because he'd be reeling in about six to my one.
Yeah, he would use that line on his finger to sense the bite. He didn't let the rod tip or the reel or any. Boy, he had that line. When he felt that line move, he said, hook sets are free. I remember he always told me that.
Yeah, but you gave me the inspiration to write all those songs, man. You told me I ought to write a song about Dudley after we went fishing with him a bunch of times. And so I did. And I know you gave me the inspiration to write well, you took me on a trip to Delacroix, and it brought back so many memories from when I was in my teens going fishing in Delacroix. I wrote that Delacroix Highway song, you know.
Yeah, all right.
So
and
you threw out a a lot of bones for me.
Well, I'm glad that you produced them because I have no musical talent whatsoever. It's hard for me to even play the radio. But gladly, fortunately enough, I ran into you and we got together and fished and had good times and had your music playing doing these shows all these years. And I want to thank you for doing that. Your music has been a really important part of this program.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity and I appreciate you playing it for all these years. And yeah, we had a lot of good fishing trips together, no doubt, and hopefully we'll do some more.
Let's try to do it. Thanks, Reed, again. I appreciate everything you did, my friend.
Don, thanks for everything you've been doing, man. You've helped the hunters and the fishermen over the years, and Saturdays won't be the same, man, but congratulations.
Yep, thank you so much. I was glad to do it. All right, we come back after this. We're going to chat with Mike Gallo and also Chef John Foltz. And while we honor some of our listeners like Roman, we already talked about Roman. How about Rutnut, Hookset, Pinball, Gator Boy, P-Money, Possum, and Summerdale Tony, all regular listeners of this program. We got lots more of them, and thank you for all the texts that are coming in with a lot of the congratulations and bringing up the memories. I really appreciate that. If we have time, I'll get to as many as I can. But when we come back after this, Mike Gallo, Born on the Bayou guy, next, right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network for the very last time. Yeah, you, the audience, gave that handle to Mike Gallo, one of our field reporters, and his reports have been brought to you for years by CETO. What a wonderful company. They are the cavalry. They'll come when you need them. Free towing, 24/7 expert service nationwide. Jumpstart those electrical problems, even bring you fuel if that's your problem. Whatever it takes to get you back to the dock and get you there safely. You can become a member and join for $249. That's for the entire year. Then it's renewable after that. It's 24/7 is what you're getting. You can call Captain Chris at 504-301-4545 or simply do it online by going to cto.com. And Captain Mike Gallo joins us for the last time on this show. And Captain Mike, thank you so much for all the years of information you've given to the listeners. I've nicknamed you the forensic fisherman because you study the things that you do. You study the fish. And in the meantime, you're providing an excellent service for a lot of people with the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and your extra guides that you handpick to make sure that they give the customers a good shake. There's nobody that I've recommended to you that ever came back and said they had a bad trip. But mostly I want to thank you for coming on this show and sharing your knowledge and information to our listeners.
Well, thank you, Don. That's a pretty hard segue to live up to. But congratulations on your retirement. It's been fun all these years sharing things I've learned and try to help your listeners become better fishermen. I had an old jiu-jitsu instructor that told me knowledge is no good if you keep it to yourself.
Wise words, very much. And you certainly don't do that, whether it was on this show or whether it was our television features. You always got the information on the how, the where, and explain. Not just showing people, look, we caught fish. You explain the how and why you picked that spot, what presentation you made, what baits. And, you know, a fishing trip with you is more than just a fun trip. It's an education. People learn how to fish when they go with you.
Yeah, I remember when we first started this, and I believe it's about 19 years ago. But you asked me why I like the drop shot rig over the more conventional Carolina rig, and it was hard for me to put such a large sinker between myself and the fish, feeling the fish might feel it and let go. And I was obviously the odd man out back then, but now we see quite a few people using drop shots, and I even see some well-known captains talking about fishing with a drop shot, so that's pretty rewarding.
Yep, you're certainly a trendsetter. Well, Mike, again, thank you so much, and I'm going to be hanging around with you. You know, we're going to go out and shoot some quail, and we're going to catch some fish and have some fun, and I'll be doing it as a retiree, so got to take care of me now.
I'll take care of you best I can.
All right. Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate all the years that you've been filling us in on what's going on out there and how to do it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don, and happy retirement.
Thanks again. All right, from there, let's go to Baton Rouge to the Boucherie taking place at White Oak Estate and Gardens. Chef John Foltz joins us. Hey, good morning, Chef.
Hey, Don, how are you doing? So good to hear your voice this morning. Wow, my God, I'm hoping that I can continue to hear your voice from now on.
Well, it'll have to be in person or over the phone because I'm hanging up the radio microphone after all these years, and I wanted to take time to thank the people that helped me along the way, and my God, you certainly were one of them with your wonderful cooking features and your staff over there that has helped us produce so many good cooking features for Bayou Wild Television and the Boucherie, which I'm going to see you over there in a little while.
No, absolutely. You know, 41 years, Don. I mean, what a great, great, great run that has been. And you know, you brought so much great joy to cooking and getting people excited about coming to events like this, and I can certainly attribute the many great accolades you've done to us over the years to get us to where we are today. So you've been a good friend for so long, and I know you're going to continue to be a good friend. So just congratulations, 41 years, unbelievable! What a great, great. And congratulations on your retirement. Everybody needs to get there, and I know I'm getting there myself.
How long have you been doing the cooking gig?
I think this right here is my 44th year.
Yeah, I know you were doing it when I was first getting started, and I remember when I first met you, and you were, you know, doing recipes. You had the other restaurant. What was the name of your first restaurant, the one that you had the fire at?
Well, we had Lafitte's Landing in Donaldsonville, and that's what got us all started. Yeah. And then, of course, the tragic fire that burned Lafitte's many years later, that old 1700s Acadian home that caught on fire. Just a little accident happened, and it was a devastating day for us, but you know what, we climbed up from the ashes like everybody else, so.
Yeah, and boy, your place at White Oak Estate and Gardens is phenomenal, and it's going to be a great day. Got great weather for the Boucherie. They still got some tickets, or is it sold out?
We do still have some a few more tickets, and people can still get them at the gate when they come in. The ballroom is now full. Chefs from all over the United States are here eating good Louisiana breakfast, which is which is fantastic. But let me just say, Don, you know, you've been such a great friend of mine for so many years. We've done so many great things together. And, you know, people always say farewell, but I know there's no such thing as farewell. It's just another good move in another good direction. And I want to thank you for all you've done for not only me, but for so, so many people over the years. What a great tribute, 41 years for great radio. So, Don, congratulations. Look, if you ever get bored, I always, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on there.
I know you do. You could find something for me. Yeah, I know you could. Look,
I can't pay much, but I'll give you half price. Okay?
Hey, look, if you feed me, I'll work for food up there with the boudin and the hog head cheese and everything else. We'll be up there in a little while, Chef John. I'm going to let you go get it set up, and we'll see you later this morning.
Thank you, Don. Congratulations, 41 years.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right, that's Chef John Foltz up at his Boucherie. It's a Cajun heritage demonstration of using every part of the hog. It's at White Oak Estates, and 8 o'clock this morning is when it cranks up if you want to go over there. All right, we come back after this. We're going to talk to some more of the folks that helped me along the way, and also the guy that's taking the reins on Bayou Wild TV, Chris Lecoq. We'll be back to talk with them. But first, this time out, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Paddler's Report, which has been on for a number of years, is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, your fly shop specialist. Also have fly tying and fly fishing classes, paddle sports equipment, including kayaks, some very sharp-looking apparel, and that's where you get the fishing tackle that's used here in our local area. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, specializing in fly fishing and kayak fishing equipment. Joining us now is our Paddler Report guys, Lance Burgess, Brendan Bayard, and Eric Mahabarak. Guys, welcome into the show, and thanks for checking in with us on this last round.
Yeah, Don, thank you so much for having us on so many years ago, taking a chance on bringing kayak fishing to the masses. It's been a real joy and pleasure to be part of this show.
Thank you, Brendan. I really appreciate that. And Raccoon Feet, Eric Mohabarak, I think you're probably one of the longest guys producing the Paddler's Report. And I want to thank you all for getting up early on Saturday mornings and sharing information that you have with the listeners.
Yeah, Don, you know, I was thinking about that. There's a few things I wanted to say to you, man. You gave me that break back in the 90s or whatever and kind of cut my feet into this business and stuff like that. And you know, we did a lot of things together with the fishing and stuff like that. But, you know, one of the most important things that me and you did together was that I think we made people smile, you know, and made them laugh with some of the cutting up we did, you know, like Captain Quinn and Raccoon Feet and all of that stuff. And, that's really a big part of this to me, that we brought some cheer to some people, some happiness into some people's lives. And I know you're going to retire, and I know I'm going to be back out there with you, and you're just going to have more time to come out with me, and you're going to be able to do it because you can't say no more.
Yep, we got to get with our buddy the Weave, and, you know, he's retired too, so we're going to have a lot of fun and getting out there and doing that stuff. You know, I can sum up what you were saying in two words about what we tried to achieve was, number one, information, and the other word is entertainment. And if you put those two together, that's what makes a good show. And you guys certainly were an important part of doing that. And we had a lot of laughs. Sometimes we had some serious stuff to talk about, issues and some catastrophes that happened. But through it all, everybody still loves to get out there and do that fishing. And you guys have helped us. Lance Burgess also joins us. Lance, thanks for being with us, my friend. And thanks for your contributions to the Bayou Wild Show and joining the staff here to get people information on the kayaking. You're an avid kayak fan, and thanks for all that you've done too.
Well, Don, right back at you. We are so grateful for the commitment that you've made to the outdoors community. And like Brendan said, you help promote the sport of kayak fishing, because like the pioneer that you are, Don, you saw kayak fishing emerging. You gave Brendan and Eric a chance to talk about it, promote the sport. It's a wonderful sport. I'll always keep angling, and I'll miss having your voice in my pocket in my life vest when I paddle out in the morning and watch those sunrises, because you were my companion at least for the last 12 years when I really got competitive, and I started to rely on your fishing reports to help me determine where I might not go chase the bite, but maybe I'll go make the bite. So thank you, Don. We appreciate everything you've done. And I told someone, you're not retiring from the outdoors. So we'll see you on the water and in the woods, and I certainly look forward to connecting with Chris and extending some of the things you do here in the radio program to your audience through Bayou Wild TV social platform. So there's some new things coming there, and we're really excited. But we celebrate you today, Don. Thank you for everything you've done.
And yeah, you're right. I'm not feeling. I still got some ammo in the gun and some gas in the tank. And while I got that, I'm getting out to use it up. And Brendan, I think you were probably our first paddler reporter, and you've done a great job. People are always looking forward to your reports, and thank you so much for what you've done.
Oh, Don, man, I'm just so happy for you. Wishing you full ice chests, empty calendars, quick limits, long campfires, light winds, and strong coffee.
Oh, man, I got to write all that down. I got to write that down. Well, look, guys, y'all did a great job, all of you. We're going to let you paddle off into the sunset, and I'm going to follow right behind you guys. And, again, thanks so much for everything you do for the industry and for the sport itself.
Thank you so much, Don.
Love you, Don.
All right, guys.
We love you. Take care.
All right, thank you. Lance Burgess, Brendan Bayard, Eric Mohabarak. Also thanks to Butch Ridgedal, who joined us, too, in providing some of those paddler reports. And they were right. I saw the handwriting on the wall, and, boy, there was a big resurgence to fishing from paddlecraft, and it's become a great sport, competitive, got rodeos and tournaments now, and glad to see it develop the way it did. All right, we still got a lot of talking to do. Chris Lecoq, he's the Bayou Wild TV producer, also the owner of Full Frame Productions. We're going to talk to him. And somebody said, where's Martha? Well, you're going to hear from Martha Spencer, who co-hosted this program and also on Bayou Wild, and it's now Captain Martha Spencer doing some guided fishing trips. We'll be back to chat with them and get as many calls and texts as we can. Thank all of y'all so much for these hundreds of texts that come in. I wish I could read every one of them, but just so little time and so many messages. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's bring in a familiar voice on this program. Captain Martha Spencer joins us now. And Martha, you got a trip this morning?
I do not. It is it's a cold month out there, so people are, you know, they're listening to you this morning, so they got plenty of things to do.
Well, it's February, and that's what's to be expected. You know, I was over at your old place of employment this week. I did an interview with WGNO-TV, and everybody there wanted to say hello if I saw you. So hello from the staff there. They miss you being a meteorologist over there.
Yeah,
do you miss
you know, at times, but I'm very happy that you helped me get introduced to the outdoors. And, I mean, it's been, I don't know, about 9 years since we went fishing for the rodeo down in Lafourche Parish. So but that's about where it started, and the Beast Feast is where we met. And there's so many firsts that I had with you. I mean, from shooting my first deer on Bayou Wild to going to Alaska to making sausage at Double D. I mean, it's just I don't know how I have so much brain space for all the things that we've done.
Yeah, we have had a lot of trips together, a lot of fun, and I'm glad you're becoming a successful captain. What kind of boat are you running now, and what are you fishing for?
Oh, it's always a skeeter world down in Plaquemines Parish, and we fish for what's biting. So we've been red fishing a bunch with it. The trout bite was great in the fall, even taking it for a snapper trip. So it's been fun. Looking to get more people down to Lower Plaquemines to see what we have down there. We've got our tribe of skeeter fleets, so we're just waiting to take y'all fishing. And you have to come down now because now you've got more time on your hands. So you're welcome any day to come down on my boat.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be calling you, Martha. And thanks for checking in with us. And thanks for being a part of this show for quite a while. And also
yeah,
helping us build Bayou Wild. You were one of the blocks of building Bayou Wild TV. And it's over 200 episodes now.
Yeah, it was a labor of love. It was a great experience. It took us all across the country. And I just am so grateful for all the time on the radio and on the television, and, you know, meeting so many people through you as well. I think, you know, from a northerner coming to Louisiana, you've been an influential part of kind of inducting me into becoming a Louisianian myself. So
yeah, you ain't going back. You ain't going back. You're here for good. Thanks, Martha. We'll see you. Hope to see you soon. Thanks again. Appreciate it. It's Martha Spencer, Captain Martha Spencer. You used to hear on this show. She co-hosted many of these and also on Bayou Wild TV. All right, we got a quick break to take. We come back, we're going to talk more about Bayou Wild TV because it ain't going nowhere. We'll do that right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we're joined now by Chris Lecoq, the Bayou Wild TV producer. And, Chris, it's all going to be on you now. Bayou Wild, my man, we're still going on. And, in fact, we picked up a new affiliate station for people in Mississippi. That, in fact, I think it's premiering today over there, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Ocean TV there in southern
Biloxi.
Mississippi. Yeah, 12:30 today is... So we picking up a new affiliate. You're absolutely right on that.
And then tomorrow at 6 o'clock, it'll be a good lead into that little football game thing that's coming on tomorrow.
Yeah, I think some people will be worried about watching that one, but there's a lot of people that probably aren't for different reasons. So Bayou Wild TV is a good option.
Yeah, Chris, I tell people you're one of the busiest guys around. You shoot for public broadcasting. You do Bayou Wild TV. God bless you. You do Paradise Louisiana with Gary Risponi. You do LSU shooting, ESPN, and then you've also got Full Frame Productions, and you do a lot of freelance, and you still find time to enjoy the outdoors with your kids. I don't know how you do it, but as far as juggling time, you're probably the best, and I want to thank you for all the hard work you put in and helping me be successful with the TV shows and everything that you've done to make it so interesting and entertaining to people and fun for us. We did a lot of fun trips.
Yeah, and I guess I'd say thank you also. If I'm the busiest guy, I guess I learned it from you, because people, you know, you're on the radio, they're here on the radio, but there's a lot of planning and coordinating and all the other things that go into creating outdoor media, and it is a business, and you got to learn the business side of it too. So I attribute a lot of that to you. We met Paradise, Louisiana, probably about 16 years ago, and you introduced me to the Outdoor Writers Association, and to continue Bayou Wild and forming Bayou Wild. So a lot of that is attributed to you, and then I also want to thank your audience, because a lot of the ideas we got from Bayou Wild TV came from radio conversations, text messages from the audience, and we would take it and run with it as an idea for a show. So it's kind of mutual. you know, one person doesn't do this alone. There's a lot of networking that's involved in creating outdoor media, not just from the producers, but also the captains that take us out and the special guests that give us their ideas and share their experience with us.
Well, the audience will be looking forward to some new episodes of Bayou Wild TV, and if they want to find where the stations are, it's BayouWildTV.com. There's also a YouTube channel there. You can go back and kind of binge out on Bayou Wild shows. Chris, thanks for being with us. Thanks again for all the hard work and the time you put in, and your bravery and courage to go ahead and carry on with Bayou Wild. I'm sure people are going to be happy to hear that.
Yeah, and we have some ideas to keep some of the elements of this show going through our social media page, so just stay tuned on that. And you promised me that you won't be a complete stranger for Bayou Wild, so I'm holding you accountable to that.
I'll do some cameo appearances, you know, and when you get something fun, let me know. The overnight hog sitting out in the rain and the cold, I might pass on those, but the bright sunny days when the fish are biting, I'll be glad to go.
For sure.
All right. See you. Chris Lecoq. He's a Full Frame Production and our producer of Bayou Wild TV. All right. Coming up next, a guy that's been with us an awful long time. I know it's over 20 years. He's been updating us on the Plaquemines Parish area. We call him the Plastic Man. He'll be next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man is Captain Ryan Lambert. And, Ryan, this will be the last time we'll be doing this on the radio, but not the last time we'll be talking, because I'm going to come down there and see you do some hunting and fishing. Thanks for all the years. God, how many years has it been that you've been on the radio with me and doing TV?
Oh, my word. Forever. And the first thing he says, where are you today? Well, we've done this show from all over the world, from Italy to Greece to Argentina, Mexico, Canada, the Bahamas, all over the United States, but we always got it done somehow, buddy.
Yeah, we did, and I'm looking forward to that Mexican trip. That's on my bucket list, to make Nole Hase.
I can't wait to come down there and see the quail. Just like nothing you've ever seen. I tell you what, people don't understand what goes behind the show, but you are such a professional. You know, I've done this with hundreds and hundreds of people throughout my career. But you get it done the first time every time. When, you know, if there's an interview or a clip that needs to be done, boom, you got it. There's no, you know, a lot of people stutter and try to figure out their words. You get it right. I call you the one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, some people call me a 37-year overnight wonder. You know, how'd you get so famous? You know, it was quick. It happened real quick. Well, it was nice looking and reminiscing at that pintail trip we had with Chef John Besh. They found that on a video for me.
That was a nice trip. I can still see that big old flock of 300-400 pintails coming over us. You know, we got five pintails out of that, and then we got 13 green wings out of another flock right behind it. I said, oh, my word.
Yeah.
What a day.
They were flying that day. We had a lot of days like that, you know, and a lot of great days fishing. And, you know, we shot alligators, we caught catfish, you name it, we did it down there. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, the thing that we're going to miss the most is the information part of the show. That, you know, we have such a huge community. No matter where you go, somebody listens to us and talks about us. But there won't be a way to get the issue of the day out. You know, the important issues, you won't be able to bring it public so people can get involved and take care of whatever it is. You know, that's going to be a big, big minus, you know, not having a show.
Well, hopefully there'll be a youngster stepping up and, you know, can take the reins and run with it, and because they do need some good leadership for that. And I'm not going completely away. I mean, I won't be on the air, but, you know, I can do some things behind the scenes. And, again, thanks, Ryan, for all you did down there, and look forward to some beautiful trips with you.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it, buddy. Let's keep doing it. You know, I'm getting up there, too, so – I can't retire because this is who I am and what I do, I would think. But, you know, I don't have to do it on a daily basis anymore. So we'll get out and have some fun.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right. A plastic man. All right. Let's go to Colonel Stephen Clark, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, checking in with us. Stephen, thanks for checking in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. Just wanted to join this morning and wish you the very best. Golly, 37 years of service, and, you know, I've been on your show several times, and just really wanted to take an opportunity to thank you. on behalf of Secretary Bosworth, the 200-plus wildlife agents that we have working in the field across the state, and really the entire Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Really just wanted to say thank you. You know, you've been a great friend of the department, but really mostly a steward of conservation. And so thank you for your service to conservation and all that you've done for conservation and really for the state of Louisiana. Just really wanted to wish you the best this morning.
Well, thank you so much. And to all those enforcement agents across the state, I want to thank them providing me all that bad boy of the outdoors information. And I've actually had people who said that they obeyed the law because they didn't want to end up being exposed on the show. So I think I did a little bit for enforcement and conservation from that aspect of it. And you guys do a great job.
Yep. We appreciate you highlighting the great work that the agents have done. And absolutely, it's had an impact. You know, we try to tell our story. In an effort of conservation, and you've certainly been a huge part of that. So, again, thank you so much for your service. We wish you the very best in your retirement, and you certainly have a friend in with the department, for sure.
Thank you so much, Stephen. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. There he goes, Colonel Stephen Clark, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement. All right, we come back after this. Some special people in my life. We're going to talk to them when we come back right after this. All right, we're getting to wrap it all up. A 37-year run. It's been a great one. Talked to a lot of people. Hopefully we left you informed and entertained. And joining me now is some special ladies in my life, my three daughters. Let's do youngest first. Let's go to Knoxville, Tennessee, and say good morning to Mandy. Mandy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning. I just want to say, Dad, congratulations on your retirement, and I'm looking forward to seeing you more in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well, we're looking forward to try to get you relocated back down here further south.
Well, it's been pretty chilly up here, so I'm not going to say I'm opposed to that right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, stay with me because we're going to be joined by your sisters. Let's go from Knoxville, Tennessee to Robertsdale, Alabama, and bring in Tammy. Hey, Tammy.
Hey, good morning.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to be retired, a retired dad, huh?
Yeah, what a journey. I think all this that we've heard has just been just a tip of the iceberg of a long career. So welcome to retirement. We're hoping to see what the next chapter brings.
What do you remember about me doing the radio show? Do you remember when I used to pack y'all up and we went and stayed in a motel on Friday nights when I was doing the show, flagshipping out of Baton Rouge? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
Mandy, were you around then? I think you were.
I was. Yeah. And after after Cherie retired from doing the show, me and John Brett did it for you for a while there on Saturdays.
That's right. You were a producer for the show. You sure did. Tammy, you missed out on that. But Cherie is also was a co-host, and a lot of the listeners have heard us do the Daddy-Daughter Show. And Cherie joins us now all the way in Palco, Kansas. So we got Knoxville, Tennessee, Robertsdale, Alabama. And now we got Palco, Kansas. Cherie, Daddy-Daughter Radio is coming to an end. Kind of sad, huh?
Well, you know what? I was thinking about that, but sad I'm not sure, because that means there's going to be a lot more daddy-daughter hunting going on. I was just talking about turkey season and expecting you here with Tammy and Mandy.
Well, I will be up there. I can promise you that. Non-residents, we have to apply for that lottery, but I think I'm going to get picked for it, and we'll come up there. And if not, we'll do the quail and the pheasant and enjoy up there in the metropolis of Palco, Kansas. And you did some producing of the show early on. You know, when you were a student at LSU, you used to come and do the call screening like Mandy and John did for me.
Yeah, as I was listening to John Foles, you know, offering you an opportunity to work for food, I myself have been there. Dinner on Friday nights at Schwab's before the radio show in the morning. And then I was thinking, Mandy said I retired and she took over. Man, I beat you a long ways ahead of retirement.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been fun doing a radio show with you, Cherie. And, you know, people comment on how well you do it, and they say, maybe she could take it over. I always tell me, you know, she can't afford the pay cut.
Yeah, engineering has been good to me, and it's afforded me an opportunity to do what we love, and that's Blake and I up here in Kansas with the dogs hunting and having you hunt with us and all those wonderful trips that we took around the country. doing different things, you know, this show, and that has just been a foundational part of my life. And that's what I was thinking of. You know, the real joy in all of this has not necessarily been specifically the work, but the opportunity to spend time together. And so this is not, for me, closing a chapter. This is just creating a chapter that allows us to do more of that, spend time together.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce one more person, and her name is Isabel. Isabel is a 15-year-old student, a trombone player in the band, and a tennis player at St. Michael's in Daphne, Alabama. And I think she's single. You didn't get married, did you, Isabel?
Not that I can recall.
Well, I hope so. If you did, you would recall. Listen, Isabel, you and I have been frogging. I know you love going out in that boat at night. We went fishing, and you did very well. I think you caught the biggest fish a couple of trips. And then we caught an awful lot of crawfish, and you were one of the stars of the Crabby Kids catching crabs on Bayou Wild TV. So now that I'm retired, which of those things do you want to do?
Probably fishing, because I just like the atmosphere way better. And crabbing, well, it was okay, but yeah. And frogging, I did not like that much.
Yeah, at night, I think, Cherie, you remember you were on that trip with the frogging, and Isabel was a little anxious to get back. Yeah. Well,
was a good time.
You know, Isabel, when you were just a kid, you were on this show. I don't know if you remember, but you came on the show and you were talking about all your pets, your dogs, your horses, and the birth dates of them. Now you're a chicken rancher. Tell us about your chicken operation, the egg operation up there in Alabama.
Well, I have 7 chickens, 2 flocks, 1 of 3, 1 of 4. So I have 2 Welsummers, 1 Barnvelder, 1 Black Giant, 2 Black Stars, and I have, what is that called? Oh, Light Brahma.
You got what do you call that? You don't call it a kennel. I guess it's a hatchery. What do you call a group of chickens?
Flock hatchery, I guess.
A hatchery, yeah, I guess so. Well, eggs are really good, and we thank you for that. And thanks for coming on the show, and I'm going to be retired. In fact, I'm going to be over there tomorrow. I'll come see you tomorrow.
Nice. Can't wait to see you.
All right. That's Isabel, my 15-year-old granddaughter. And, we're going to wrap it up. Mandy in Knoxville, Tennessee, Tammy in Robertsdale, Cherie in Palco. I got lots of places to go, and we'll be seeing you, ladies.
Well, congratulations again.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks to all of you. Really appreciate it. That's my 3 daughters and granddaughter. All right, well, this is going to be it. Let's wrap it up. I had a recent birthday and made 75 and decided while I still got some gas in the tank, some ammo in the gun, it's time to do some smelling of the roses. And I hope you all will remember me as somebody who made a difference in promoting and protecting the fishing and hunting with a friendly, common sense, tell it like I see it voice in the early morning hours on Saturdays. And I hope to see you. And when you get out there, remember, I always say, if you're going hunting or fishing, do it with the ones you love and enjoy our great outdoors. Hope to run into you out there. And this is it. Signing off one last time. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Thanks to all of you, especially those who send in those texts. Sorry I couldn't get to them, but I read each and every one of them and really appreciate it. Also, thanks to Coleman Engineering, a very busy show today, and all the folks that called in and helped me along the way. And now headed for retirement, thank you all so much and for being on this show and listening each and every week. Thank you.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.